Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting go is knowing that there's a future. Holding on is believing that there's only a past.Letting go is knowing that there's a future.
下面用美音读一下。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting go is knowing that there's a future. Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting go is knowing that there's a future.
首先我们做英音的语音讲解。我们首先来看第一句话 ,Holding on.Holding 和 on 之间连读成 holding on,
holding on.
那这是一个后鼻音加元音的连读
on,
on. 还要注意就是 hold 这个词里头有一个舌侧音，所以在发的时候是
hold, hold, holding, holding on.
Holding on 的后面我们可以停顿一次。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past.
在一句稍长的话中间可以选择一次停顿，当然停顿的这个位置是有讲究的，不能想在哪儿停就在哪儿停，一定要找一个强调点或者是一个意群的结尾。那我们可以说在 on 的位置我们重读了， holding on 是一个整体嘛，所以在这个位置后面停顿。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past.
Believe 这个词呢我们在周二的早读出现过，注意后面这个音节是一个紧音，所以是 leaving
Believing, believing that there's a, that 和 there's
这两个词做虚词弱读，读得很短快的 that there's a, that there's, that there's, 哒哒，哒哒 that there's only 跟后面连读 that there's only a past,
there's only a past,
there's only a past, only 和 a 之间连读 only a past 和昨天的Really important 是一个道理，都是元音的连读，那这个时候都是加 y， 后面都是元音的基础之上呢，我们要看前面的这个元音是什么来判断加哪个音。那这里是加 y，
only a past，
y y past，
only a past，
后面 letting go is， 这里的 go 和 is 之间也可以做连读，就像上一句我们讲到的 holding on is on 和 is 之间可以停顿一次，也可以连读。那我们可以说 letting go is knowing that there's a future， 我们也可以说 letting go is knowing that there's a future。 我们还要注意后面这个 knowing 这个词，那我们知道 know 这个词它是单音节，然后后面加了 ing 它变成了双音节的词了，后面这个 ing 算一个音节，这两个音节组合在一起发音的时候呢，我们注意中间有一个小小的连贯，就是 what 这个音
knowing，
不要发成 knowing， 应该是 knowing，
knowing that there's a future，
后面的 that， there's 和 a 三个词同样做虚词弱读，那都是虚词，都是弱读，但是也是占三拍的，所以是哒哒哒哒哒哒 that there's a that there's a that there's a future that there's a future。 好，我们来用非常慢的速度用英音来读一下。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting goIs knowing that there's a future. Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Holding on
连读 Holding on is 又可以连读
Holding on is believing, believing.
Believe 这个词两音节加 ing 变三音节，同样是在第二音节重读是 da da da.
Believing.Believing that there's only a past, that there's only a past.
There 这个词后面加 s 读 there's,
there's.
后面这个 s 读浊音，因为 there 本身尾部是以 er 浊辅音结尾的。
There's only a past, there's only a past.
Only 和 a 连读 only a,
only a past,
only a past.
That there's only a past.That there's only a past.
所以第一句 Holding on is believing that there's only a past. 第二句 letting go is knowing that there's a future. Letting 这个词中间的 t 做 flat t 处理。Letting go is knowing
that there's a future.
重读音节在 let go, know, few 这几个音节，其他都做虚词弱读处理，读得非常短，很快。
Letting go is knowing that there's a future.
尤其后半句只有一个音节重读，所以其他读的都很短快的，就是 that there's a future 只有 few 这个音节重读。好，我们来用非常慢的速度再用美音来读一下。
Holding on is believing that there is only a past. Letting go is knowing that there is a future.
好，发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。首先这两个句子呢都是 doing something is doing something。之前我们早读也讲到过，我们把 doing 的这个结构呢当成是一个大的名词来看待。什么东西是什么东西，其实就相当于是 A 等于 B。那我们来看第一句里面这个 hold on。hold on 是握住或者是坚持住的意思。比如说 hold on buddy, 就是兄弟你要挺住。再比如说 I don't think I can hold on much longer, 我觉得我自己坚持不了多长时间，也是 hold on 表示坚持。那一般在打电话的时候也会出现这个 hold on, 比如说 hold on please, 其实就是在让对方稍等。其实和另外一个词链很相近，就是 hang on, H-A-N-G, hang on, hold on please, 请稍等一下。那如果后面要加具体的东西，就是抓住或者是握住什么不放呢，就是 hold on to something。比如说 hold on to your hat, 就是你要抓好帽子，不然就会被风吹掉。那第一句话我们就知道了， holding on 就是坚持住，抓住不放手， is believing that there's only a past, 后面同样是动词的名词性结构，动名词，我们把它当成一个大的名词来看待， believing that there's only a past, 握住不放就是相信只有过去了。后面一句 letting go is knowing that there's a futureLetting go 里面这个 let go 是放手，比如说 let go of something 就是放什么什么走，放开什么什么。比如说 let go of yesterday 就是让昨日随风， let go of perfectionism 就是放弃十全十美的想法。那我们也可以在 let go 之间加上代词，比如说 let it go, let it go 就是随他去吧， let him go 就是让他走， let me go 让我走。那 letting go is knowing that there's a future, 放手就是知道还有明天，还有未来。所以这句话我们来整理一下，就是不放手就是认为只有过去了，而放手就是知道还有一个未来。今天的活学活用呢，我们就来试着用 hold on 这个小词料来随意造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting go is knowing that there's a future.
美音。
Holding on is believing that there's only a past. Letting go is knowing that there's a future.
今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.